Good. Welcome to those on hanging out with us on Facebook and on the website. And those sitting here with us too are great. Great to see everyone here this evening. Bruce, what's today, Bruce?
I believe it's Thursday.
It is, isn't it? It is Thursday. Bless God, it is Thursday. All right, so the pastor's message this week is speaking on the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman at the well, no less. So you'll kind of notice a running theme going through here. And actually, I'm stretching it here because I wasn't thinking this. What? You got to go down?
Country roads.
Got to go down to the... You got to go down the road, down the country,
down the country road
to get to the well?
That was a spur-of-the-moment stretch.
Actually, it really was. Yeah. but for some reason, when I was picking music, especially our what we call our pre-service music, this song just said,
We've got, what, three well songs going today? Or two, yeah, capo two. I just can't find my capo. There it is. You'll get it. You're almost there.
Never mind.
I don't know where you're at.
Neither do I, obviously.
Starts getting that.
Of course, I'm waiting.
I'll hit it eventually.
It's funny. I'm doing this, and I'm wanting to sing the well. But we're not going to do that, because you're doing Country Roads.
Oh, yeah.
But welcome to Thursday nights, because this is the night we practice. This is the night where we just have a lot of fun, because we keep making mistakes, and we just love God, and it's fun. We are taking prayer requests as we go through. If you have a prayer request, please put it on Facebook. We're looking at the Ross UMC page and the Greg Conrad Facebook pages for any prayer requests. I've already got three that I've accumulated through the day already. Four, actually. So there.
And it's actually a regular week that we have John Denver. You didn't run away.
Normally
John Denver stuff only comes out when he's out of town or something. So it's
that's because Brandon can just do John Denver in his sleep by himself.
Actually, there's a video that proves that I can do it in my sleep.
This might actually be the first time I've played the banjo with you on Country Roads, isn't it?
Yeah, I've never had it before. So
because you had to tell me to move it to a capo. So
except
just...
for practice earlier, but that doesn't count. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
nice. Holy I actually son. Just got for my birthday, Abby found a Annie Song 45, and they have a an insert that goes in the center. It's a clock.
Oh.
That's really cool. So.
Something good to do with all that vinyl. Actually, I finally bought a USB turntable, so I could actually take that vinyl for all the things I can't find and put it
on
make
your fancy
digital.
Techie computer stuff.
That's right. MP3s, baby. Hit it, Brandon.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountains, flowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country roads. My memories gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place where I belong. Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country road. I hear her voice in the morning as she calls me. Radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Now, mama, take me home, country roads. Now, country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Now, mama, take me home, country roads, take me home, country roads. Now take me home, down country roads.
Woohoo! Well, ain't that fun?
I like the banjo on it. I like the banjo on it.
Still say you should have had my blanket.
I should have had your, yeah.
My West Virginia blanket would have made
okay,
it all
let's
better.
See. So for Pastor Kim's benefit, the reason we ever this band ever even started playing this song is Pastor Grant Montgomery, who was what you've heard of the name. Yes. He's from West Virginia. So whenever he was in here, we always had that queued up and ready. So sometimes during an offering, we just start playing it if you come in.
And any excuse for John Denver for me is good enough.
That's so. Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, but one. Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky, and they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. In eternal bloom, sheds its fragrance through the uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. They tell me of the King in His beauty there, and they tell me that mine eyes shall behold, where He sits on a throne that is whiter than snow, in a city that is made of gold. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Rolls away, and they tell me that no tears will ever come again in that lovely land of unclouded day. Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of unclouded sky. They tell me of a
when the storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day.
All right. Fun song.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Fun song, and in a stroke of luck, actually, I wish I could claim credit for it, but I actually put those two banjo songs back to back, which means that Bruce and I don't need to do costume changes twice. Yay.
And it's still coming through. What else here?
All right, Wendell Koenig. God bless Wendell Koenig. So Pastor Wendell Koenig at the from the Dream Center up in Hamilton, he's a bass player. He's a bass player, and God bless he's saying he loves it. Timestamp on there, so I have no song which one he liked.
Anyway, please comment which song you
preferred. Which one was that you liked, Wendell? He'll get his praise team to do that next. God bless him.
All the songs is the correct answer. Wink.
All the fun. Wink. Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. On Thursday nights, though, we take a bye.
On Thursday, we take comments, criticisms, and requests. We listen to the or we read the comments, we ignore the criticisms, and the requests must be written on the back of a $50 bill. Pass it forward.
To Rita. To Rita, it has to come to me.
Wait a second.
Don't forget PayPal.
Huh? I've tried it many times. The closest I've got is a single. So.
We also take PayPal. Okay.
Well, you've got the tech stuff down there. It's a guitar you can't swipe a credit card on.
My soul.
Now bring it on down.
my soul.
With my soul.
It is well. It is well. With my soul.
Now with some feeling.
It is well.
It is well.
With my soul.
With my soul.
It is well.
It is well.
With my soul.
Absolutely. We love audience participation. Pastor Kim, have you ever heard that version of it? It's by Jars of Clay. You have. Good. That's right. Younger people are singing our old song. Agreed. You're right. It is a wonderful thing. Hold on a second. Let me see who else has rolled in, if we got anything we need to know.
I'd love to know. Anybody else want to? Towards the end?
Okay. Oh, the believer one.
Believer.
All right. So for those of you who haven't been with us in a while, God bless. We love when Noah Trumbull comes on. He's always requesting a song, like two songs that he's requested enough. We actually have him on our place.
They have a PDF. Permanent place on our roster. So those will come up, or at least one of them will come up later then.
Okay. So we'll give Pastor Kim a warm up on this. So this is going to be the call to worship song. Okay. It's Amazing Love by the Newsboys. And actually, we do the verse, and then we do the chorus, and then you get to bless us, and we just kept doing our thing, and then you just bless as long as you want to bless. Now, if you want to come up now and bless, that'd be awesome. If you like, we'll just go ahead and do our thing. Your pleasure. Yeah.
That's it. Yep.
Yeah, you can just stand there and just bless us. Absolutely. That's fine. Absolutely. You can do it like that. And for those of us on Facebook Live, just know that she's blessing us. We'll be instrumental at that point.
Go ahead, Brandon.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, should die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do, to honor you.
I would have known which chorus to play. Glad to know everybody else can read. That's a good thing. All right, Karen, let's do this. Let's do this one. We were excited to do a cover, right?
Just five. Come on, it's awesome. It's awesome.
I'm gonna put an optimistic capo on because I'm probably not gonna pull
Rejoice
more
the Lord.
Than one note and go. Rejoice All right, this is definitely a Karen song.
This is your big organ. This is your big organ here. We got.
For those at home that can't hear what they're saying, bicker, bicker. I want to do this. I want to do that. Chip. Chip, 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 chip. Okay. Continued prayers. Hmm? Chip? Yeah.
Chip ships. Okay, so I went in front of the microphone when I was saying that. Yes, he was asking for continued prayers. Absolutely, brothers. Just stick around. Remember, we're going to be lifting all that up. We're writing things down on the list. Anyone else got your prayer requests? Keep bringing them on. Karen, you want to bless us here with this cool organ?
This is why we don't give Karen a mic. Yeah. It's always possible.
Rejoice, the Lord is King, your Lord and King adore. Mortals, give thanks and sing and triumph evermore. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say rejoice. Jesus the Savior reigns, the God of truth and love. When he had purged our stains, he took his seat above. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say. Cannot fail. He rules earth and heaven. The keys of death and hell are to our Jesus given. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say, rejoice.
That'll get your blood moving. Love the big organ. You did great, Karen. Did great. Love that big organ sound. You know, the one thing I like when Karen does that big organ sound, it's just so big, the rest of us can kind of just stand here and sing.
Why do I feel like he was talking to me?
It has that big sound. I really like that big sound. Awesome. Awesome possum, huh? Okay, now we... All right, Karen, now I can't play along with this one on you because of some funky key, this film. Okay, so Pastor Kim had asked for us to sing essentially the chorus to Fill My Cup twice, and I like to call that an introit, you know, because it's kind of introducing your message then, okay? So we're going to see if I can sing, right? She's going to play through it once here for us. Going to count on you guys on Sunday to help us because you're learning it right now. You ready?
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole
again.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Nice. Thank you, Karen. It's perfect. Perfect. Who knew that one? I know Pastor Kim knows it, of course. Did you know that? Oh, did you? Good. Good. Because when I looked at it, I went, But it was an easy learn. All right.
What did you do again? What was it?
I can duplicate. And look, I want you to see these. You see this cool little thing right here? This little box. Okay, camera's not picking it up, of course, because it's far enough away. It's a box of raisins.
Raisins.
And this box
dried grape
has a story. But I'm going to let Pastor Kim tell the story sometime. But you can get your raisins from Pastor Kim.
Dried
or was it Frank that told me the story? It was you that told me the story, wasn't it? Or was it Frank that told me the story? Okay, maybe it was Frank. Well, you know the story.
Okay. Did he take his twist tie with him?
Actually, no. I found it here. It got in my way. Hold on. Let me see who's coming here.
Well, he took his jelly.
Well, I can't blame him. That's just awesome.
My son's being tested for it now. He gets the results tomorrow.
So. Yeah. Yeah, big yes and amen. Yeah, I know some people that have been had been around, some that got wet, but anyway, they got tested and they're fine. But, but anyway, God is good. God is good and God is able. Okay, so, all right, so if you've kind of been following themes on words, on songs here now, remember we talked about the Good Samaritan at the well. So, oh, look at this one. And actually, this is actually pretty slick because this actually does a nice job talking about the story of it, the story through the well. And we've got one coming later that I actually put some lyrics to, which kind of go on the same path that you're going to, I don't know if you're going to enjoy it, but we had fun playing it. So, Brandon, or who's starting us off here with this? Bruce.
Leave it all behind, leave it all behind, leave it all behind, leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. You're running on and and you can't find the remedy. Just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside just ain't gonna listen. Nothing can satisfy. And the world leaves you high and dry. Just come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more. All who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. Leave it all behind. Come to the well. In your heart, no matter how broken, just come as you are. When your last prayer is spoken, just rest in my arms a while. You'll feel the change, my child. When you come to the well, all who thirst will thirst no more, and all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, it can never fail. Leave it all behind. Well, we'll try, but it can never fail to leave it all behind. Thank you. now that you're full, love beyond measure. Your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see that living water is found in me, 'cause you come to the well. Behind, come to the well, leave it all behind, come to the well, leave it all behind, leave it all behind, leave it all behind, come to the well.
Okay, so, all right, did you hear that, Karen? So after this song, Tom will pray. We love Tom. No, I like it. I like your way of doing it. That's fine. That's fine. Do you even know that we didn't do the doxology lesson?
It's all good.
We're flexible. We're flexible. It's not a problem. Okay. All right. You can play it right now. Go ahead. She can play it right now. Okay, now we get to do a really cool song. See, now Pastor Kim, she's a pretty creative young lady sitting over there. She comes up with all kinds of different ideas. So do you have a story with this one? Mm-hmm. So Carolyn likes to put different words, like we do, she likes to put different words to music that we know, in this case in hymns. So this is the hymn, How Firm a Foundation. So I know you know the song. I know you know the melody, I should say. And this message, of course, goes very well with being at the well. Of course, we've got water in the well, more or less.
Verse 4, right?
There's 4 verses.
Yes.
Yeah, she'll get the intro.
Yeah. Rookie.
The water God gives us in wondrous supply. He is water that's living and never runs dry. For everyone dreams and is thirsty again, but God's living water gives life without end. Oh God, we confess that we seek empty things, we strive after wealth and the comfort it brings. We buy things in hope and our spirits will soar, yet still we are thirsty and left wanting more. Then just like the woman who went to the well, we hear you, O Christ, and the truth that you tell. You know who we are, us and love us in spite of our sin. The gift that you give is the greatest of wealth. You give living water, you give of yourself. May we, like that woman, go back where we live and tell those we know.
Did you like the organ? Did you like the organ? We decided to mix. I decided to blend the two. Blend the two. We had to do. Had to do something fun. Love the organ sound. Loving the organ sound. All right, last song here. Let me see if anything else came in. Glad everybody could be here with us. All right, there, Brandon. You remember this? You remember the rhythm? this would have been like, actually, what year was? I can't remember what year this was. This would have been like, well, this would be before you were born, regardless. So, okay.
I'll be with you in just a moment.
Samaritan woman, come and sit with me. Samaritan woman, my truth set you free. I've been hanging around the well, waiting for you. I got a story to tell. You got more important things to do. The darkness trying to bring to you. Now woman, I said stay away. Samaritan woman, listen to what I say. Samaritan woman, come and sit with me. Samaritan woman, my truth sets you free. Come knocking around my door. I want to see your faith grow more. Evil eyes can hypnotize. Lose your soul in the blink of an eye. Now, woman, I said, stay away from that darkness. Samaritan woman, listen what I say.
This is a song that never ends. Let's go on and on, my friends. Alright. Alright, let me check to see if I missed any other prayer requests.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a second. We were to do Noah's song, didn't
Noah,
we?
Noah,
don't forget Noah's song.
I just about asked you.
Open the computer back up. We got a Noah's song. Hold on, Noah. Hold on, Noah. The believer.
The hard one.
Is the believer the hard one?
According to Karen, it's the hard one.
How could I almost forget? Actually, you know what saved us is I looked at him and I saw Noah's name. Yeah, Chris Trumbull's grandson. Yes, Pastor Chris and Pastor Maggie Trumbull. So another married couple. You gotta meet this couple.
Nah, I want to believe. I want to believe.
Ah. just kidding.
The youth know that one. Actually, I don't even know. That's all I know of it, actually.
There it is.
Got it.
Ready?
I thought God was nothing but a fairy tale. Good for someone else, but not for me. Oh, sin was out to give me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Oh, since I found His grace, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been saved. Yes, I got. Oh, not a slave to sin now. Jesus broke the chain. And the more I give, the more I gain. Oh, since I found His grace, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been changed. Jesus broke the chain. Evermore I give, the more I gain. Since I found His grace, I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. You can change.
That one. I like that one.
That's
sorry,
almost
Karen.
Like, it's almost like an encore song, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
Someday we'll be happy,
though. She really wants to.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okay. Cool, see, I get to listen to us on delay. Yep, it sounded good.
Took off on you, right? Let me see if I can get...
Just switched over to the other one. Let me take another quick look here, too, to see what else I may have missed with regard to any other prayer requests that rolled in. Yes, and we actually had our favorite four-legged singer here.
She has bronchitis this week.
She's dealing with bronchitis, really? Dealing with bronchitis.
Bronchitis soon.
All right. Well, hey, in the name of Jesus, doggy, you be healed. No more bronchitis. Come on now. Jesus gives us authority over all.
No more puppy mouth.
That's right. Jesus gives us authority over all. Over all. Genesis 1:28 tells us that. Oh, you want to do it here now? Oh, I thought you wanted to wait till later. Here, we can do that. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to pray specifically for Katie here. Keep grabbing stuff, because Katie has got a couple cool things going on, and she's got a couple other things going on. She knows what the cool things are. She knows what the cool things are. All right, so everybody, I'd like you to be in agreement with me. Agreement with me for Katie. Katie, you're being blessed with camp coming up, right? So God is good, God is able. So Lord, we thank you that Katie just has an awesome and amazing time. Everybody stays healthy, safe.
It shall be good and glorious. And Lord, I know that it's tomorrow, right? You've got Sunday. No, what day is the...
Tomorrow,
she's got this dentist thing going on, dental thing going on. Doctor's got to do something with the tooth. Is that right? Okay. All right. So we just proclaim great victory for you. No pain, no goofiness. It shall just go perfectly perfect. All right. We'll get that tooth to do whatever it needs to do. Has it got to come out or has it got to get moved? Or they have to pull it out. All right. Well, then I thank you, Lord, for supernaturally fast recovery for that for her. In the name of Jesus. Katie, we're thankful you're here. Thanks for all the great things you do. You are loved. You are able. All right. And we will have a great time. Have a great time. We actually have your we'll have your Sunday morning though, won't we?
Yeah.
For clicking, and then Sunday afternoon you're going to camp. So that's neat. Neat stuff. Very neat stuff. Let's see if by magic, because I need to be able to kind of watch if we see any other requests come in. I may have asked. Thanks, Karen. Thanks, Katie. All right, let's see. Let's see if this will be kind to me. Facebook can be your best friend and your most frustrating associate. And right now it's being frustrating, so I'll let it sit. Maybe it'll come up. It'll come up. Oh, you know what I don't have? A Bible. Let's grab the Bible. Because it is a very rare moment that God lays it on my heart to actually prepare something for you. And today's no difference. So let's see what the Bible is wanting to tell us today. So I shared this with Pastor Kim too, how I like to just take the Bible and just go. And actually we did it, was it last week? I only track of weeks. Was it last week? Anyway, we've done it. And it was awesome with her because she opened it up and she went, huh. And then we went to the other side. Oh, because God is good. All right, Lord, where are you going to take us today? Let's see, anything else here? Boom. Hi, opens up right up to Psalms. All right, Lord, which one are we going into? We're doing 67, 68. No, really? Oh, wait a second. How about over here? All right, here we go. We're going part of the way into Psalm 68 is where God's leading me. Well, okay. You never question where the Holy Spirit leads you. So Psalm 68, starting at verse 15. All right, let me actually hold on a second. I want to make sure my stream is loud enough for my Facebook friends so they don't have to crank up their volume too much. So let's turn this up where they can hopefully hear better. Here we go. They ought to be able to hear that a lot better. All right, Psalm 68, verse 15. The mountains of Bashan are majestic mountains. Rugged are the mountains of Bashan. Why gaze in envy, O rugged mountains, at the mountain where God chooses to reign? Isn't this cool? So he's acknowledging the mountains already. So he's essentially saying to all the other mountains, you know, why are you envious of this, right? You're gazing in envy where the Lord himself will dwell forever. The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai into his sanctuary. And when you ascend on high, when you ascended on high, you led captives in your train. You received gifts from men, even from the rebellious, that you, O Lord God, might dwell there. Well, that's pretty hip stuff. All right, did you guys, let me fall back on this a little bit. The mountains, they have these majestic mountains, all right? So the mountains are majestic. Again, Psalm 68, starting at verse 15. And then it said, you know, why are you mountains? Why do you gaze in envy where God reigns, where God's dwelling, right? Now, in Deuteronomy, I think it's in Deuteronomy 32, verse 12 or something, or maybe it's backwards, it's 12, 32. Anyway, it says where God dwells in man, and God dwells right here, right between the shoulders. That's where God dwells. That's why a lot of times when I pray for people, I'll place my hand right there, you know. And especially many times when we see people that are stooped over or whatever, you know, it's like I said, we got to get more God there. Right, we got to get more God there. That's got to happen. So here, look at this. So now it's saying, wow, how special is this mountain, right? Where God, the place where God chooses to go. So the chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai into his sanctuary. So the Lord comes rushing in, right? They're trying to put man's description on how amazing this is. He says, and when you ascended on high, you led captives in your train and you received gift from men, even from the rebellious ones. So this is saying then, that God places us in such high honor that even all these people that have been coming against us and rebelling against us, they're going to shower us, right? You remember when the Israelites left Egypt and the Egyptians said, they've showered them, right? They showered them. Now, there's two reasons they showered them. One, they wanted to get out of there. They were tired of all that stuff, right? But the point is they did it, right? They showered them. They showered them. How neat is that? Moving on at verse 19 of Psalm 68, he said, "Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death," meaning permanent death. "Surely God will crush the heads of his enemies, the hairy crowns of those who go on in their sins. The Lord says, I will bring them down from Bashan." Okay, these are the mountains, right? These are the other people that are on high. He says, "I will bring them down, and I will bring them from the depths of the sea, that you may plunge your feet in the blood of your foes, while the tongues of your dogs have their share." He's being pretty descriptive here, isn't he? He's saying, hey, look, I'm giving you this. I'm giving you this victory. "Your procession has come into view, O God, the procession of my God and the King into the sanctuary. In front are the singers, after them the musicians, and with them are the maidens playing tambourines." So all enjoy, right? I mean, some of the states in that are trying to ban singing in churches and the like, and all based off of their own interpretations, right? And no. We sing, we rejoice. We sing. That's right. You wouldn't go to that church, correct? Because we sing out, "Praise God in the great congregation. Praise the Lord in the assembly of Israel. This is the little tribe of Benjamin leading them. And there the great throng of Judah's princes, and there the princes of Zebulun and Naphtali. Summon your power, O God. Show us your strength, O God, as you have done before. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring you gifts. Rebuke the beast among the needs, the reeds, the herd of the bulls among the calves of the nations. Humbled, may it bring bars of silver. Scatter the nations who delight in war. Envoys will come from Egypt, and Cush will submit herself to God. Sing to God. Sing to God. O kingdoms of the earth, sing praise to the Lord." I love this through Psalms. We hear David constantly saying, sing, sing, sing. We've done that song too. Sing, sing, sing. And in him who rides the ancient skies above, who thunders with mighty voice, proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the skies. You are awesome, O God. In your sanctuary, the God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God. That ends Psalm 68. I started about halfway into 68, about a third of the way into 68. But God was just leading me to just carry you through that whole thing. And that's... So right now, you know, of course, in what we're living now in this world, there's feelings of hopelessness. There's feelings of, you know, when will this end? You know, and how could it get any crazier? But bless God, he's there. He's saying to us, look, you stand in God. You stand firm in God. He's going to take care of you. Let's jump over to the New Testament and see where he drops us in. Drops us into Matthew 3. Matthew chapter 3. "In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the desert of Judah, and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. This is he who is spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. And people went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of Jordan, what do you think is around the whole region of Jordan? Maybe the mountains we were talking about. And confessing their sins, and they were baptized him by the Jordan River. And when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think you could just say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. I tell you, out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the tree, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down in repentance. But after me," this is John speaking, John the Baptist, "but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. And he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear the threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire." I always love how God pulls these things together. He always pulls us together. So at that point, it's saying, what's it saying? God is going to take care of this stuff, and he's going to take care of the enemies, and all that stuff's going to be just crushed, absolutely crushed. So how awesome is that? Let's see if this finally came up for me where it's kind enough I can see what's going on. So, of course, not yet. Let's keep it going. Had some prayer requests that rolled through, but I want to write down what we've got going on in here. And, Tom, I haven't seen you in so long. It's great to see you here again, my friend. It's been many a moon. Many a moon, Tom. Yeah, and many moons. Many moons. How are things for you, my friend? How are you? Last time we spoke, of course, you traditionally had a number of people in hospice and other stuff. And what's you've lost so far this year? You've lost. You had nine through nine have moved on. You've had some since holding on since 2000, like 20 years. And you're talking about the hospitals, not actually in hospice, or they weren't in hospice for 20 years. Okay. But still, yeah, you've been their guardian for that long. It's a long stretch. It's a long stretch of time. You get, I'm sure. Yeah, I was going to say, likes family for you. You get to know them, don't you? Wow. Yeah, that's any ones in particular we need to lift up right now. We got to lift up Tom. Tom's dealing with some prostate stuff. We're going to lift you up, brother. Because God's gonna take care of all this. Oh, they were doing some treatment, and then that caused some issues. So the treatment causes, then that never fails, does it? Yeah, caused by the radiation. All right. Well, hey, God's bigger than all that, right? So we're gonna pray. We're gonna pray for that. We're gonna see God take care of that for you, brother. I'm glad you're here. Real glad you're here. Anything else? How much more do you want, Greg? I'm in pain. Come on. What are you trying to pull blood from a turnip? Oh, my goodness. All right. Do I have enough paper for Debbie? How many stories do we have? Because Debbie, I just love the job you're in this Christian bookstore, and you just get to interface with people, mask or not, right? You get to interface with them. Nice. Nice. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, you had a woman come in today. Yeah. A woman who'd been there before came in to get a present. Nice. Nice. Sarah Young, you said? Sarah Young wrote these books that she chose? I think I heard of that one. Jesus Calling? Jesus Calling and Calling Jesus. That was... So did she just write the book backwards for the other one? Or never mind. Oh, okay, they're devotionals. Nice. So her devotionals kind of connect with men, women, children, everybody. Huh? It's just, that's awesome. That's anointed.
It is really good.
Nice.
And this woman said that she has another woman who she bonded with, and she was somebody, but she just can't get rid of it because she's not
crazy. She's so hooked on the devotional. Nice.
And I don't follow it by the day. I just open it.
Sounds familiar.
She says,
she just opens it. So she doesn't go day by day with the devotional. She opens it, kind of like what opened the Bible here. She opens and gets her devotional. That's what God does. That's nice.
It is always appropriate.
Yeah, and it's what she needs that day. Absolutely. God knows exactly what we need. That's nice.
I just love it.
Yeah, keep that one. Buy another one, right? You're a bookstore. You want to sell another one. Come on. Nice. Okay, had a young man come in into the bookstore with a disability, okay. Yeah. Did you say Bible? Bible, thank you. He wanted to buy a Bible.
Wanted
an easy to read one, okay. Okay, so he's leaning toward a
a youth, a teen Bible. Okay.
So I found one for him. Let's read it together.
Oh, nice. Said to read it with him. Right? Good. He was reading it. He could understand it. I said, okay. So then he found another one. And, okay. It was a study Bible, too, on that one. Oh, nice. So he connected with the study Bible then. Amen. Yeah, it's the one God wanted for him. Beautiful. Nice. Now I'm curious. Okay, now, but you mentioned he said now I need something to kind of tell him how to read the Bible. So actually, now do you have when people ask you that question, how do you normally guide them? Okay, wait. You have different ways to read the Bible. Well, and actually, like reading plans, for example. So you have okay. Mm-hmm. 365-day Bible, so you can read the Bible in a year, right? That's how it's set up. Yeah, and there's apps for that do that too. YouVersion, which is also the Bible app. Yeah, you didn't want to confuse them. I get that. Amen. Right. Absolutely. So good. You guided him to a study Bible, and God just got him to what he needed. And he was excited. That's good. That's fantastic. Okay, well, let me share with you. You said a couple things that I want to share that the Holy Spirit wants me to just share with everybody on it. So when I get, when people say, hey, I got this Bible, I want to read it, the first thing I tell them is, don't start at the beginning. And don't think you're going to read through this Quran, because these books are not in chronological order the way I have. They're just not there. So what I always encourage them to do is to start with the book of James. Book of James in the New Testament, it says, this is how a Christian should live. And it's a short book. Hey, you know, it's not discouraging. Look, I read through James. Cool. But then I encouraged them. I said, read James over and over. Read it a few times, you know, until I got it. Then move into the Gospels, the Matthew, Luke, and on. Then get into, you know, in Acts and Galatians. And you could work your way on through that. Because a lot of people, you know, of course, a lot of people want to start at the end. Hey, what's going to end? How's this going to end? Revelation. Tell me about Revelation. Oh, I've had so many people try to say, let's talk about Revelation. No, I'm not talking to you about Revelation. Why not? I said, because at the end of the day, you should be living each day as this your last anyway. So, and plus, it's you know, there's a lot of symbolism. There's a lot of stuff in Revelation that can drive you crazy, or it can steer you down the wrong path if the enemy grabs you wrong. And we don't need that. And what else? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Study Bibles to give you the Old Testament reference. Absolutely, and that's huge. That's huge. I have a Bible. I can't remember the guy who wrote it. It's called One New Man, and essentially what it is the One New Man Bible is it's pretty much like a New King James as far as how it reads, but it was written by a man who was raised Jewish. So in the study notes part of it, he ties all that stuff with it. This is why this occurred. This is why this is why Jesus died at 3:00 and the veil split at 3:00. That's when the animals were sacrificed at that time. You know, it just, all that stuff ties together. And most of us are not raised, you know, to have that level of detail. You know, they'll come to church, they'll hear the message, I'm good for the week, you know. It's like, ah. And there's something else, too, that you had mentioned as you were showing around through the different Bibles that I think is real important. There are some people that want to just say, oh, you got to use the King James. Got to use the King James. Oh, you know, and if you look at the translations from the original Greek and Hebrew, and look at that, the King James, I'll say, is the more accurate of them. It's not perfect. And I'll give you a perfect example. It was politically funded, right? So King James, a politician, a king, you know, he's funding this thing. So the book of James, if it's accurately translated, it's actually the book of Joshua. But they said, James is kind of a nickname for Joshua. Close enough. Let's honor our king with this one. You know? So that's there's a lot of little things like that that are out there. But that's awesome, Debbie. I'm just elated that you've been able to go through and minister to people like that at the bookstore. Oh, cool. She's got another one. No prayer requests are selfish. Really? A blood disorder for Debbie has. Okay, so you've been looking for CO2 stuff. Oh, that's nice. Fire department did that for you. Okay, the house is clean. That's good to know. Now, do you have gas furnace or gas ovens or
gas for the electric water heater?
Okay, so you do have gas. Okay, so it was good that they checked that, but it's double good to know you that's not the issue. Oh, is it actually a sleep? So, is it a sleep apnea type thing that they're saying this blood disorder is causing you not be able to?
Because I have too many red blood cells, and which causes inflammation in my blood. So, I'm having too many red blood cells.
Too many red blood cells. Oh, wait a second. That's not an iron. Did they say anything about your iron levels or anything? Okay, interesting. Too many red blood cells is what they're saying. And I ask that because I know some people that their iron level is so high that it actually does good for them to go give blood, so that their iron levels go down, so they don't ever. You know that. The nurse over here is nodding. Yes, she should. Thank you. But yeah. Well, I bet if you talk to Rita afterwards, she'll save you some other things to check out too. Well, we're lifting you up on that, Debbie, of course, and that's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. If your blood's too thick, it doesn't move very well, doesn't it? It's kind of like that car Scott was looking at the other day. They hadn't changed oil in 15 years. You know, I mean, it's like sludge. Okay, I'm making things up, but he's nodding his head. He gets the analogy. but that's all good. All good indeed. And for those of you on Facebook, I know, because we used to actually have a microphone we pass around, but with all the stuff going on. So for those on Facebook, next week I'll probably have a what I call a shotgun mic in here, where I can just take a mic and I can just point it like that, and so they'll be able to hear better on Facebook. That's why I keep repeating a lot of stuff so people know what's going on. Linda, how have you been? Linda was out here dancing, especially on the last song. I'm a believer. She was out here dancing. You were moving your feet. Oh, you didn't move your feet. Well, you stood up and you were doing something, so it looked like dancing to me, moving your body. Good, good. So how's Ruth? How are your friends? What's been going on? When who comes?
Change. Change.
Oh, change. Change. I'm with you.
There's a guy at V&V, his name is Jim.
The V&V Jim. Okay, he was involved with funds development, okay.
And so I found the week he was going to
leave. Okay. Retire? Is that what you said? Okay. Jim's going to retire. And he's the money guy. So Jim, the money guy, is going to retire. Okay, I'm with you. Another, okay. Another person's coming in to replace him. That's a good.
So he was there in Washington, and he was going to be talking to Jim. I said, no, because he's talking.
Okay. So you went to talk to Jim?
Yeah.
Okay.
When is Jim's last day? It was yesterday.
Oh, Jim's last day was yesterday. So did you end up missing Jim? Or you talked to him and you did get... Oh, you didn't get talked to. All right, so you missed it.
Ah. I missed it.
All right, well, we're wishing Jim the best, right?
No, one was in... Write him a note, so I was in touch with him.
All right. You're going to send them a note or a letter? That's awesome.
Yeah.
There's somebody else over here that really likes to send letters and notes. And she's sitting across the aisle over there. I'm glad you had a good day today. Eyes, he said? Eye test. He had an eye test today, okay?
Yeah,
this was Linda. So did you pass? I mean, a test, or pass or fail. You passed your eye test, okay? You passed, that's right. You passed. So... Okay, so at the beginning of the test, you know, you look and say, okay, what letter? Read this line or whatever, yeah?
So I'm looking at the real...
Wait a minute, why are you telling me? You're looking, but it was her test?
It was her test.
It was her test, but you're looking, so okay.
Right,
you're in the room with Linda.
I can see the letter she's supposed to see, and they said, well, what is that letter? And Linda says, well, there's more than one.
Okay.
And
oh, wait a second. No, okay. I gotta paint the picture for them and for my brain. So, by the grace of God, you know, I've never heard to wear glasses, and I'm 57. Okay, but okay. So, an eye chart, is it just the letter E at the very top, or letter just one letter, or what is it? A single letter. Okay, so there's a single letter up there, and Linda says she sees more than one letter. Or, okay. Oh, so she changes when you say you changed, she changed the letter. Is it still the same size, or did it get bigger when she changed it, or it's still the same size? And Linda's still saying which one? Okay.
And we went through about four of those.
After going through four of those.
Finally, she said, how many do you see, Linda? She said, well, then the doctor and I...
So she said, how many do you see? Linda says, a lot. Okay, and then? Oh, she was looking at that sign? So she's looking at a sign that says, do not use your cell phone during office hours. That's why she was asking which letter. Okay, so once you finally looked at the right letter, you were great. Then you passed.
Yeah.
Wow, excellent. Excellent. Oh, you were at the store with Debbie today.
Yeah.
Even better. How wonderful. Wonderful. You got to sit there at the nice little table and have your drinks. And oh, you made a picture for Ruth. Oh, Bruce. Oh, did you get something today, Bruce? How wonderful. She made something special for you. That's beautiful. Excellent. That's nice. That's nice. Gifts are nice. Notes are nice, too. Good. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Linda. God's good. Rita! The little doggy, we got a... Your little doggy's there. Okay. And I forgot her name. I don't know why. How could I forget that? Gigi. How do you spell Gigi? Okay. Gigi. Okay. And Gigi's dealing with what she said. Well, she's 14. She's 15 now. She's 15. And she is... And for those listening, let's clarify for you. She's a poodle. All right. 15-year-old poodle. And poodle, actually, that breed usually lives about, what, 15 or 16. So she's kind of getting there. So but she's dealing with some bronchitis or something, right? Okay, so she's dealing with stuff with her leg and the bronchitis stuff and all these things. Yeah, that's... Yeah, and she wants to hang out with you, which is why she's here. And it's awesome she's here. We don't even know she's here. She doesn't make a sound. She just hangs out. Oh, okay, yes, so... Okay, so Josh is expecting the results from a COVID test tomorrow, and Travel Mercy's coming through Atlanta.
And I got my first IV therapy yesterday.
That sounds kind of low. Pulse dropping to 40 is a little low.
So IV
chemo, okay. Well, I know somebody sitting in the back, in a farther back row that gets good reports off of that, so we're claiming the same victory for you. Okay. It can't be healed too. So we're lifting up that arthritis garbage to get rid of it. So that's good. Good. Brandon, you back and officially back in no, what am I saying? It's summertime. You're officially out. when do your classes start back again for your second degree?
We got one more class to go.
Oh, really? Only one more class?
One more class to go. It is not an in-person course. We have an internship in that we do remote tests.
Oh, so most of it's remote then?
Yeah.
And there's no classroom then?
But they haven't really said when they plan to start.
One class left. Okay. And actually, I got confused on the degrees. So your internship needs to be in what field?
It's a criminal justice degree.
That's the criminal justice degree, okay.
Departments, lawyers, there's a whole bunch of things.
Do they want you to be in a certain position within the criminal justice system, or?
At this point, it's whatever you can get. On the outside of the cell, yeah.
On the outside of the cell, okay. Well, the reason I ask, you know, that's one of my main industries, dealing with public safety. So, if you wanted to work at a communications center, I could connect you with a guy there. If you wanted to actually get out in the field,
I could use that. So,
and of course, there's somebody else in the same row as you that might know some people. The very few of them that are still around, I guess, still.
I have to change my name.
Uh-huh. So, Bruce, you want to help out there? Or? Nice.
I'd like to say a heartfelt thanks to the two young ladies sitting 2 rows ahead of me. They knew that I was getting short on pies.
Ah, yes. Thanks to Linda and Debbie.
Two ties for Thailand.
Two new ties. Are they up here? Did I miss them?
They're up here by my bag.
Oh, yeah. They're not hanging yet, huh? No, the ties aren't hanging up here yet. So, two new ties. How wonderful they brought you some ties. Now, are they like serious ties? Go get the ties. Go get the good idea. Go get the ties. Scott, how's gravity? Who's winning today? Still keeping you grounded. Temperature break. Okay. Agreed. Yeah, I mean, it'll be, you know, of course, you know, when we're in the wintertime, it's the other. Okay, well, come bring them in front of the camera here.
Now,
bring it in front of the camera.
What I was doing earlier was showing Linda.
These are nice.
Having been a haberdasher in my previous life, when you're selling a tie at a gentleman's clothing store, you always want to be able to display the tie so that it looks like it will look when the gentleman wears it.
Oh, very well done, Bruce.
A little wrap around the finger like
Wait,
that.
This looks like a magic trick you just did.
No.
You're going to shove it into your hand and.
I'm going to wear it.
Those are beautiful. I really like those.
Very nice.
I like those. That's awesome. Nice. Thanks for showing those for us there, Bruce. That was nice. Thank you, ladies. Pastor Kim, prayer requests.
Praise.
We love dealing with praise. Pastor Kim has air conditioning. Yay.
She's
for the marriage counseling. Okay. I hear you. I'm looking forward to when you've got that to a point where you can have an open house. I'm really looking forward to that. Okay. You think you'll do it in the fall? Okay. Okay, that is good. And for those that, to fill in a little bit of the mystery with Pastor Kim and Pastor Frank, they purchased the old United Methodist Church in Bath, Indiana. So they're living in a church. You're actually in the, you're staying in the basement primarily, right? Is where you're. Okay, summer and winter you stay in the basement, and then the spring and fall, the more mellow temperatures, you get to be up there. So, and actually, it's and the neat thing about this. This is one of the older churches where you know it does like this. You know, I mean, it's neat. It's good. I'm sure it's got a lot of room. Oh, actually, it is. Yeah, if you look at it, it is built in the shape of a cross, right? With the if you look at it from Google Satellite. You drove through Bath, Indiana? Not many people drive through Bath, Indiana. Nice. Oh, you're on your way to Brookville Lake. Okay, nice. Yeah, you're via Oxford, obviously, if you're going through Bath. So, really? How did you go up?
129.
Oh, you went... Oh, okay, so we ended up probably going around Riggs Road and all that stuff and around... Okay, I get you. Nice. Nice. Oh, yeah, you went through Palestine, too. Not many people know about Palestine, Indiana, either. So, well, that's good. That is good. All right, did I miss? I don't think I missed anybody. Let me see. This finally worked. This finally came up. We're toward the end here. See if I'm missing anybody. Here, last prayer request I see on here is from Noah. Now, I'm only looking at the Greg Conrad page, so if anybody puts anything on the Ross page, I'll have to catch up with you later with it. But, hey, let's lift all this. Let's lift all this in prayer because our God is good and our God is able. Yes, sir. Oh, you get an email, Tom. Yeah.
Her ex-husband,
Kenise Flum. Wow. So for the Flum family in Connersville, for the Flum family, we just start right there. So, wow. Debbie, yes, we did. Thank you. We did have a passing for. She was an official Mirth member. Yeah, Debbie, and for those, it just put it in perspective. You remember Reva sits back here. She was sitting next to Reva. You'd see her, wouldn't see her here every Sunday, but we were seeing her more often than not, you know, before the COVID shutdown stuff. But she was it heart? I think it was a heart condition or some heart attack, whatever, something heart related. Just with that. So yeah, we lift her family with that. We lift this. Flum family, gosh, it's 34 years. Somebody sitting on that for 34 years. It makes you wonder why he decided to finally say something after 34 years. What, he's on his deathbed or something? Or wow. So after 34 years, so the mystery of where this daughter had disappeared to. That's, wow.
She was in a class right before my son.
Oh, wow. She was in a class just before your son, so you knew the family then, obviously. Wow. Yeah, so Lord, just we thank you, Lord, for your peace upon that family. And upon and Debbie's family, and when Nancy Beckman's relative, and that actually was a couple months ago. They were going to do a memorial for her in September. What was a relative for Nancy Beckman's? Like a niece's dad. Okay. Well, anyway, some relation to. Okay. Okay, but they wanted to actually do the memorial. Here, right? On September 5th? Have you heard about this yet, Pastor? Have you heard about this yet? Okay. She'll give you more details later. September 5th, you might have something to do. probably memorial type of or celebration of life, I hope. Yeah. Okay, good. Nope. Whatever's needed. Yes, so comfort and peace for that family. You have another one? Yeah, and Tim. Tim dealing with, was it liver? I can't remember. Was it liver? It is liver. Liver. Or Tim, Lord, we just lift that. We're thanking you, Lord, for a brand new liver. Brand new liver for Tim. You know, Tim has been dealing with a lot of things with hernias and all this stuff along the way, and just a lot of things just wrestling with him and tackling him. But so, Lord, I just thank you for brand new liver for Tim, and for many other things. Daddy, I just thank you that thank you, Lord, that you're a God of all. I mean, the words that you led us to today. I mean, they talk about you. We dwell on the mountain. All right, and we thank you, Lord, that we are called to that mountain, and we are dwelled to these things. And bless God, you sent Jesus to show us that healing is real. For everyone that came to Christ Jesus received healing. Jesus never put any conditions on that. People just come to Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that the doubts and the fears and all the things that keep us from just coming to you with that childlike faith are just pulled out of the way. And, Daddy, I'm lifting up Brother Keith. He's a friend of mine on Facebook. He lives alone. He's a vet and been dealing with a lot of things over the years where the enemy's just been tormenting him. And he has received healing before. So, Lord, I thank you whatever's in the way that is loosed and he receives that healing and that peace in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. And, Lord, we're lifting up Mark. Mark Lunt, he's been dealing with some problems with healing and with nerve stuff. We just come against the demons of darkness that have been tormenting him, Lord. And we command, in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, we command that they leave him now. So mark me made fully whole now as we command these things leave you. And for Mason Rose, a 21-year-old who had gotten over cancer stuff, well, the cancer is trying to come back on this 21-year-old. So we come against cancer. We come against cancer just commanding it bow. It bow. Romans 14:11 declares to us that every knee must bow to me, says the Lord. And every tongue must confess to God. So I thank you, Jesus, for perfectly perfect. Lord, we lifted up Katie earlier for her dental work going on tomorrow and for going on her fun little trip, her camp. That's going to be a lot of fun. Daddy, we're thanking you for what you've given Chip's wife, Melissa, what you've given her so far. You know, and the surgery she needs that she's had. And Lord, I just thank you. She just supernaturally, just boom, that's all fully healed. It's fully recovered. No need for her to be hanging here in torment, Lord. We just thank you. And thank you, Lord, that our brother, young brother Noah, how he just knows, he just lifts up the prayers for just coming against this COVID stuff and just making things go. They got to go in the name of Jesus. Brother Tom, I want you to place your hand on your body, just down your, just wherever you feel like you need to place it, my friend. And everybody stand with me for this. Lord, I just thank you that Tom, right now, brother, you are made fully whole. As we call the amazing and glorifying Holy Spirit, fire of God upon you, my friend. As you are made fully whole, prostate, you must be made perfect whole. Lord, we thank you as his entire body, mind, and spirit now submits and relaxes. For relaxing is submitting so it can receive the healing power of God. Lord, I thank you that your word tells us in Hebrews 11:6 that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And I know Brother Tom has been seeking you every day in every way. His life is just the light, that light of Christ that God lives in every one of us. It just shines so brightly through you, my friend. And I thank you that you see this. You see this fully made whole. We declare the victory for you, brother. Brand new. No more side effects. No nothing. Fully whole. Everybody repeat this after me. Say, this healing belongs to Tom. Belongs to Tom. Because of what Jesus has done. Prostate, you must now relax and be healed in Jesus' name. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Brother, we're declaring the victory for you, my friend. Expecting a good report from you next time I see you, which I hope is next week. Actually, I hope it's Sunday. We're going to see you Sunday, aren't I? I'm waiting for a good report for you on Sunday. Actually, right now would be awesome, but I'll take Sunday. You have treatment on 27th. All right, well, good. Then 27th for that. But God is good. God is able with that. And Lord, thank you for what you're doing through Debbie. That one awesome ministry you have, Debbie, to be able to interface with so many people coming in seeking. I mean, how huge of a blessing is that? People, and they come in, you know, not really sure what they want, but they're seeking. They're seeking, and you get to guide them with that. That's a beautiful thing. So thank you, Lord, for Debbie's ministry. And those people that come into all these, people come anywhere. But thank you specifically for what you're doing now. God is good. So we're thinking that the word of God speaks mightily through the woman and through the young man. I presume he's young. You said he's, I think he's 25, that's young to me. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that he takes care of these things. God, thank you. Thank you so much. And Debbie, you place your hand somewhere in your body. We're claiming the victory for you right now too, young lady. So, Lord, I just thank you. The blood in her body, Lord, you designed blood to be a certain consistency, to function a certain way, to be at a certain balance. So the Holy Spirit's leading me just to claim balance for you. Balance, Lord. So I thank you for great balance, Lord, from the top of the head down through the soles of her feet. And, Lord, we just call that, we just call the fire of God upon her, Lord, to just bubble up within her. I thank you, Daddy. She just feels her body right now just superheating as that stuff is just whoosh, flushed out. So, Lord, I thank you. The blood becomes the normal consistency. Everything's in perfect balance. Every enzyme, Lord, every little bit of white cells, blood, red cells, they just go down your list with all these things. God knows what you need. He knows what you need. And everybody, I want you to do the same for Debbie right now. So this healing belongs to Debbie because of what Jesus has done. Blood, you shall be perfect and whole now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Proclaiming the victory. Proclaiming the victory. Pastor Kim, normally what we've done prior to all this stuff, we'd get in circle, hold hands, and we'd lay hands with us. So we're doing the virtual laying of hands because God hears all these things. God hears these things. Linda, God bless you. I'm so elated that you passed your eye test once you were looking at the right place. And you get new glasses. Okay, you're getting new glasses. All right, God is good. So thank you, Lord, just for perfectly perfect for her. Thank you, Jesus. You can see better, and God is just moving and grooving. Moving and grooving. Lord, I'm thanking you for Rita. Rita, I love all the different experiences you have in life and just your love. Your love for everyone. Your love, and your love especially for Gigi. And you know, in Genesis 1:28, God gives us his authority. You're feeling the Spirit. God bless you. God gives us his authority over, he gives us dominion over the entire earth. That's all the animals too, all right? So that same authority that Jesus gives us to proclaim healing for us is that same authority. Carries right on down through. And you, as her parent, all right, come on. Let's just talk about how this works, right? You already got her hand on her. That's good. Place your hand on her, all right? And we're claiming the victory for you too, Rita. You got so much, you know, God's got a thing for you. We come against arthritis. We come against the demons of arthritis, the stress and the fear that has brought these things upon you. We break the chains, and we declare you free right now, Rita. We declare you fully free. Thank you, Debbie. We declare you fully free right now in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. God is good, and God is able. And Daddy, I thank you. That same demons of torment that are messing with Rita are trying to mess around with Gigi, and we bind that also. We just speak life, the life of Yeshua Christ Jesus. For those of you, especially you're watching now who haven't heard the word Yeshua, Yeshua is the Hebrew name of Jesus as he walked this earth. They didn't say, hey, Jesus, what's up? They said, Yeshua, what's going on? All right? Okay, and that Yeshua, the name above all names, the name above all names. Let's proclaim this for Rita now too. So this healing belongs to Rita and Gigi. That's right. That's right. Arthritis, go. That's right. What was the other one? Bronchitis? Bronchial stuff? Bronchitis stuff? And Gigi, go. All right? That's right. Lord, we just speak. Everybody's hanging with a second. Lord, I've got more for you here. I got more for you here, Rita. Lord, we just speak your peace. I just speak your peace, which surpasses all understanding upon Rita now. She's been... She's had different stresses happening within her life. I mean, I know we all have, but there's been some specific stresses, and I know Rita knows what I'm talking about, because God knows. God knows. And I thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit just touches her mind and her heart, and lets her see that a lot of the things that have been coming against her, especially from people that she loves, are... It's the enemy working through. You know, look at Job. Look at Job. Look at the book of Job. In Job, what happened? The devil goes to God and says, hey, you're just protecting him, right? And God says, well, just don't touch Job. So what does he do? He goes around and it comes back into Job, right? Until finally, ultimately, comes against it. But guess what happens at the end of the book of Job, right? He got double. He got double what he had when he started. He got beat up. But because he stayed true and he stayed faithful, and you do that, Reed, I know you are. I know you're staying true and faithful. It shall be good, young lady. It shall be good. We love you. We love you, and this will be good. So God's got this. So Lord, thank you for peace, healing, and freedom. Thank you, Debbie. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Brandon, it's all good. God loves you, my friend. We are elated you're here. We love your gifts. Love how you share us and share for us in song and humor. That's right. That's right. And you know what? We all go through. We've all got our different rhythms we go through. That's Scott. Thank you, brother. Thank you for keeping us blessed. And thank you. I agree. Temperatures, actually, you know what? I feel like we're in Florida, Bruce. Bruce, who lives in Florida, at least in the wintertime. I feel like we're in Florida here. It gets so hot and muggy that it has to rain in the afternoon to cool things off. You know? So what's that all about? But God is good. But bless God, that same victory that Bruce has received, you know, from full healing. Rita, you're going to catch you guys, every one of them. That man's got the testimony. You've heard it. We've declared it here before. And it is good. Bless God for Pastor Kim being here. And HVAC. Go ahead. He does. Yeah. Okay. Pastor Kim is saying the Lord is calling her to go visit Bruce in the wintertime. That's good. That is good. That is good. I wrote some stuff down here. I want to make sure I didn't miss something here. Oh, I'm sorry for Josh. Obviously for Josh, for your family, for their no COVID stuff. And she'll come back negative. God is good. God is able. God is good with that. And driving through Atlanta, no problem. Smooth sailing. That's right, Trey. She's on her way back. She'll be just fine. Because Atlanta's, how many lanes is Atlanta anymore? Is it like eight? Is it like eight? It's eight. It's eight each way now. Yeah, going through Atlanta. I was like, wow. That's a lot of lanes. It's been a while since I've driven through Atlanta. But that's how it's rolling on through. And bless God for the givers, for the tithes. Thank you, ladies, for blessing Bruce. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Let's just finish up here just with a general prayer. So, Lord, I just thank you that you're an awesome and amazing God. And I thank you for this time of fellowship, this time of love and joy, the time where we can just get together and sing praises to you. And just let it all out and for your guidance and direction and victory. So, Lord, we just come against the demons of darkness. We thank you that your Holy Spirit helps us stay focused. Helps us stay focused to identify when a demon is working through a loved one. Because, Lord, we know that we are all children of God, every one of us. But the demons of darkness will know their tricks. Demons have no power, just tricks. And they will trick people into doing things and saying things and not thinking of things. So for those out there on Facebook, you remember, your healing, it belongs to you. Everybody here, remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. So we proclaim the victory and the joy in Jesus Christ. So thanks for hanging out with us. We will see you hopefully on Sunday. Same bat time, same bat channel. For those of you who are old enough to remember the Batman series, TV series. And I got to walk over here and turn all this off. So God bless you guys. Glad you can hang out with us. What the people say, amen, is right. Thank you, Linda. We appreciate that. Make it a great and awesome week.